Eat.
Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, March 2nd. Currently with mostly cloudy skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is east at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.89. The dew point is 25 degrees and the wind chill is 19 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Two more companies have met the deadline to apply for a casino license near Park City.
A day after announcing its application for a casino, Boyd Gaming learned it's also joined by billionaire Phil Ruffin, owner of the Treasure Island and Circus Circus casinos in Vegas, and another company called Flint Hills Entertainment. All three companies will vie for one casino gaming license at Park City. These casinos would operate what's called historical horse racing type slot machines. I'm Jared Cirillo.
Police in several places around Kansas have been investigating threats to schools. Schools that have received shooter threats include Wichita North High, Russell High School, Garden City High School, Liberal High School, Manhattan High West Campus, and Topeka's Highland Park High, also Lawrence Free State High School and the Salina districts. All of the threats were false. Police take each threat seriously and investigate accordingly. Charges against those who make the threats could be filed, and the investigations are continuing. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope, to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly announced that total tax-only collections for February were $549.8 million, which is $36.8 million more than the monthly estimate, and those collections were also $47.3 million more than February of 2022. Governor Kelly said revenues have exceeded estimates for 30 out of the last 31 months, a clear sign that efforts to make Kansas a place where businesses and families want to call home is paying off. She said these revenues will continue to grow the historic budget surplus, making it possible for the legislature to pass responsible tax cuts that help every Kansan, like her Axing Your Taxes plan. Consistently strong revenues were one of the reasons S&P Global improved Kansas's credit outlook, which is the firm announced on Wednesday. In its report, S&P cited Governor Kelly's recommended budgets for fiscal year 2023 and 2024 as indicators of continued fiscal responsibility that could lead to a credit rating upgrade, and warned against irresponsible tax plans that could lead to a credit rating downgrade. Individual income tax collections were $211.3 million in February. That's $6.3 million above the estimate and $27.9 million or more than February 2022. Corporate income tax collections were $15.3 million, which is $324,000 more than the February 2023 estimate, and those collections were $8.1 million less than February 2022. And it should be noted that February 2022 corporate income tax receipts were greater than February 2023 because of the higher-than-expected collection of non-recurring corporate audit assessments that occurred that month. Retail sales tax collections were $203.8 million, which is $13.8 million more than the estimate and $8.5 million greater than February 2022. Compensating use tax collections were $64.2 million, which is $849,000 less than the estimate, and those collections were $4.7 million more than February 2022. The Kansas Highway Patrol has joined other Kansas law enforcement agencies in partnership with the Seatbelts Are For Everyone or SAFE program for a two-week seatbelt enforcement that began Monday, February 20th and will end on Friday, March 3rd. And troopers will focus on drivers and passengers in and around elementary and middle schools. SAFE is a locally sustained program administered by students at the high school they attend, and the focus is on reducing deaths and injuries on Kansas highways. Currently in Kansas, 120 high school participates in the SAFE program. According to the 2019 Kansas Observational Seatbelt Survey, children are much more likely to be buckled up if the driver is wearing their seatbelt, showing that if the driver is buckled, about 97% of the children are restrained. And if the driver is not buckled, only about 30% of the observed children were buckled. The superintendent of the Kansas Highway Patrol stated that the Kansas Highway Patrol will be working with local law enforcement partners in an aggressive education and enforcement campaign focused on the importance of seatbelt usage. Seatbelts have been proven to save lives and prevent injuries, and it's their goal to make sure all citizens of Kansas buckle up in all seating positions. Troopers will be extra vigilant when patrolling around schools, and law enforcement officers will continue to educate drivers and passengers about the importance of using seatbelts while in their vehicles. They want adults to model good driving behaviors for children, and this starts by always remembering to buckle up. For the latest data and to see more about Kansas safety belt laws, you can visit ktsro.org. Reinforcing her commitment to children and families, Governor Kelly announced a new set of Family First Prevention grants totaling nearly $20 million. The grants will create and grow programs designed to keep families together and prevent children from entering the foster care system. Current Family First Prevention programs have been a proven success, helping more than 3,000 Kansas children remain with their families and avoid entering foster care. In 2019, Kansas became one of the first states in the country to implement the Family First Prevention Services Act, bipartisan federal legislation that allows states to direct federal foster care funds into prevention programs focused on keeping families together. The Kansas Department for Children and Families has put the funds towards mental health treatment, parent skill building, substance use prevention, and assistance for family members who serve as primary caregivers for grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. The new grants will expand the number of providers from 11 to 14, expand statewide an intensive mental health program called multi-systemic therapy, fund new substance use disorder services, and fund new parent skill building partners. In Nebraska news, the Lincoln Police Department reported that Monday's hours-long standoff that began a little after 11:30 a.m. started with the 36-year-old man refusing to move out of his family's home. Officers were called to the residence near 36 and Van Dorn Streets in Lincoln after they say Stephen Schiffermiller made calls to 911 threatening to harm his family. According to the Lincoln Police Department, Schiffermiller eventually barricaded himself inside the home, and an armored vehicle was used to breach the residence, which included tearing down a door. Schiffermiller was then arrested about 3 hours into the standoff, and police said there was $5,000 worth of damage. Two men were cited after deputies say they were caught with a dead bald eagle on Tuesday afternoon. The Stanton County Sheriff's Office said deputies were called out to the Wood Duck Recreation Area on a report of a suspicious vehicle, and deputies spotted the vehicle out in a field where they spoke with two men. Authorities later found a dead American bald eagle in their possession, and deputies said that the men shot the protected bird in a nearby area and that the men said they planned to cook and eat it. The Nebraska Game and Parks Commission was called to the area, and staff secured the eagle and the men's rifle. The men, Romero Hernandez Ziquin and Domingo Zatino Hernandez, both 20 and of Norfolk, were cited for unlawful possession of an eagle, and Hernandez Ziquin was also cited for driving without a driver's license. The sheriff's office said the investigation is ongoing and more charges could be levied. A woman was injured on Wednesday when her car crashed into a building at Link 1 Federal Credit Union near 48th and W Streets around 11:50 a.m. in Lincoln. According to police, the 88-year-old woman accidentally hit the gas instead of the brake and crashed into the building, hitting an employee working inside. Lincoln Fire and Rescue Battalion Chief Jeremy Gegg said the employee was taken to a hospital with injuries that were not life-threatening, and the driver was treated for her injuries at the scene. City officials were called to the crash to inspect a building, and police said the building had up to $30,000 in damage. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Soil moisture levels improved slightly in Kansas during February, but the hard red winter wheat crop remains in dismal shape. The USDA reported that just 19% of Kansas's crop is in good to excellent condition, 2% less than last month, with 51% rated poor to very poor, which is 4% more than at the end of January. While there was several snow and rain events during the month, which did boost soil moisture levels a little, that precipitation missed some of the drier areas. That's expected to lower yield prospects when the crop emerges from dormancy and could lead to an increased rate of abandonment. The USDA's weekly crop progress and condition reports will resume in April. Governor Kelly has signed a proclamation designating March Problem Gambling Awareness Month in Kansas. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, in collaboration with the Kansas Coalition on Problem Gambling, recognizes March as Problem Gambling Awareness Month as part of the national campaign held annually. The 2023 campaign theme is celebrating 20 years. Problem gambling is defined as all gambling behavior patterns that compromise, disrupt, or damage personal, family, or vocational pursuits. Approximately 2 million U.S. adults are estimated to meet criteria for severe problem gambling, and another 4 to 6 million meet the criteria for mild or moderate problem gambling. Problem gambling affects thousands of Kansans of all ages, races, and ethnic backgrounds, and can have significant societal and economic cost for individuals, families, businesses, and communities. The Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Problem Gambling Program Manager, Carol Spiker, said the good news is problem gambling is treatable and treatment is effective in minimizing harm. She said it's vital to destigmatize issues around problem gambling so they can reach more people to let them know there are programs and information out there to address their problem head on. Problem Gambling Awareness Month is designed to help raise awareness of the prevention, treatment, and recovery services and harm reduction strategies that are available to those adversely affected by gambling. To get help for a gambling problem for you or a loved one, you can call the Kansas Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. This call is free and confidential. There's have no cost treatment available to problem gamblers and concerned others through the Problem Gambling and Addictions Grant Fund. For more information about problem gambling and the resources available in Kansas, you can visit ksgamblinghelp.com. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Tuesday, February 28th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson and Garrett Beidler. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste spoke with the commission with the update needed for the Kansas Department of Health and Environment annual review, as each year the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, BWM, has a review for the Solid Waste Committee. The Norton County Solid Waste Committee, as proposed, is Ron Priory with the City of Norton, James Maru with the City of Norton, Ethan Hayes with the City of Almena, Ed Jordan with the City of Lenora, Kyle Fairbrook with the Solid Waste Industry, Ted White, Recycle and Solid Waste, and Marvin Matchett with the Norton County Commissioner. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the committee as presented, with the second from Chairman Beidler, and the motion passed 2-0. The February 2023 vouchers and payroll were submitted to the commissioners and county attorney for review and approval, and upon review, the vouchers and payroll were approved as submitted. Leslie Fonestill with the Norton County Health presented a couple of applications for grants. The grant applications needed the approval and signature of the chairman, and upon review and an explanation of each grant, Chairman Beidler signed the applications. Leslie informed the commission of the next scheduled Norton County Health blood screening, and the screening will be held on March 23rd from 7 a.m. until noon. Wanda Vincent with the Norton County Register of Deeds spoke with the commission about hiring help for the office. Wanda had a recent resignation and will be advertising for help. And Wanda also asked about part-time help for when she needs to be out of the office. The commission approved both requests. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the February 20th, 2023 minutes, with a second from Chairman Beidler, and the motion passed 2-0, and the meeting was then adjourned until March 6th. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger casserole, mixed vegetables, rosy applesauce, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajitas, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be nachos with ground beef, salad, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, all day long, the Norton Junior High cheer tryout practices. At 6 p.m., the KSHSAA Girls Basketball Substate in Russell. And at 4 p.m., the Junior High Scholars Bowl in Phillipsburg. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 40% chance of snow, mainly after 10 a.m., and patchy fog before noon. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy with a high near 35 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, with total daytime snow accumulation of less than an inch possible. For tonight, there's a chance of rain and snow before 9 p.m., then a slight chance of snow between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m., and it should be cloudy tonight, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with the low around 23, and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, which should become northwest after midnight. The chance of precipitation tonight is 30%, with new snow accumulation of less than an inch possible. On Friday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 54, and on Friday night, there's a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., and increasing clouds with the low around 29. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we don't want a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 51. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 63. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 53. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 44. And on Wednesday, there's a 40% chance of snow, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Currently, with mostly cloudy skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 90%. The wind speed is east at 8 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.89. The dew point is 25 degrees, and the current wind chill is 19 degrees. Your weather has been brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Kansas State Wildcats are on a current three-game winning streak, and they are playing incredibly well on the defensive end. Their last few games in that locking in point might be trying to raise their ceiling just a bit. And Kelis Robinette of the Wichita Eagle and the Kansas City Storm are joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. It is just how much this K-State defense can raise their ceiling going into postseason play, but also how a balance between defense and offense is important if the Wildcats want to try any sort of a run in March.
You got to have both, and defense travels a little bit better than offense. So if Kansas State is going to come out here and play at a high level on defense, then that opens up a lot of new avenues for them. Because we've seen what they can do when they're hot. 116 points in the game of Texas, 97 points in the game of Baylor. They turn around and sweep Baylor this season, actually the highest scoring team in the league. So that shows that they can win shootouts. We've also seen that they can win, you know, some rock fights. So that, to me, is a sign of a team that can go far in the tournament, a team that can win in a bunch of different ways and not locked into any one thing.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Cass.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, we have an upper-level low-pressure system in Southern California. A few disturbances are out ahead of that in portions of the Rockies and also into southwest Kansas. Already seeing some signs on radar of some light precipitation. In fact, we could even see some light snow develop into the morning across north-central Kansas. A rain-snow mix is going to be most likely later today and tonight. We'll see precipitation end by noontime on Friday, then warmer weather ahead for the upcoming weekend. In northwestern Kansas, the chance of rain and snow with 1 to 3 inches possible, with a high today likely in the mid-30s. North-central Kansas, light snow possible this morning with a high in the low 40s. In northeastern Kansas, areas of rain this afternoon with a high in the upper 40s. Southwest Kansas, cooler and breezy today, a chance of rain and snow with a high in the low 40s. South-central Kansas, areas of rain this afternoon with a high near 50. And in the southeastern part of the state, rain likely here this afternoon, even a few thunderstorms with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off, on the livestock side, weakness in the cattle market. And boy, that's something of a precursor of what I think is still yet to come with the tight supplies that we see expect volatility to remain in these markets where we're going to have big swings. Now, the issue is, what will this do potentially as far as the cash market this week? Still unknown if we can still see the higher cash trade at 164 last week. Haven't seen any big trades as of yet today. Firm across the grain markets. Some deliveries on grains still expected. Watch weekly export sales numbers later this morning. Wheat futures 3 to 4 higher. Corn futures 4 to 5 higher on old crop. About a penny and a half higher on new crop.